Well, this is Willa from Chicago, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our strength, O God, we come to you this morning giving you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory for the good things that you have done and for that which you have yet to do. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come to you in prayer each and every moment of our lives and know that you will give us explicit directions of what to do and will not lead us astray, because we know your voice and your word said the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Father, we thank and praise you for an opportunity to gather here on the TMC call to start our day out in prayer, to start our day out with the word of God, to start our day, oh God, with brothers and sisters in the Lord. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the originator, oh God, of the TMC call by way of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank and praise you for watching over them and giving them directions, Lord, as they listen to you and the direction that you wanted them to take with this call. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, for the creativity, for the business idea, for the plan, oh Lord, that you gave them. Father, for the vision, because the word tells us to write the vision and make it plain so they that read it can run with it, oh God. And Father, this is what Artists International has become, a vision, Lord, that people have taken and have run with and have been successful. Now, Lord, we just ask that you bless their going out. Bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Robert. Bless the Diaz de Leon family. Keep them in your loving care, Lord. Envelop them up in your arms, oh God. And Father, just give them that direction that they need to continue to go. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every caller on this line. We thank you for every family member, Lord. Father, that we know to take whatever we have going on in our lives to you in prayer, knowing that you are faithful, oh God, to answer our prayers, oh Lord, and give us peace that passes all understanding. So, Father, please shower each and every caller with the blessings of the Lord, with favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring forth the word of God this morning. Father, that we know that we will be enhanced, encouraged by it, Father, and that we will be not only doers of the word, not only hearers of the word, but doers as well. Now, bless their entire household. Bless whatever their hand touches, Lord. Bless their going out and their coming in, Lord. Father, so we just thank you, and we bind Satan in the name of Jesus off this call and loose the anointing, the transforming power, oh God, that this call goes forth with clarity, because these lines have been saturated by the blood of the Lamb. And we give you praise, Lord, as we go out this day, worshiping you, adoring you, sharing Christ with somebody. We give you praise. We give you thanks for giving us the opportunity to proclaim you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Brenda. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I give God glory for you for that wonderful tag this morning, Take It to the Lord in Prayer Tuesday, and for that awesome, awesome prayer that you opened us up with this morning. Good morning, TMC family, and welcome again to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and if this is your first time on the call, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom's greetings, and you're in store for a great blessing this morning. We're so grateful that this call started in October 2010 through two phenomenal women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who's also the ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call so warm-heartedly as our who's better known as our Mother Eagle. As you know, you may know, this call is about honoring and glorifying the Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends and tell them that this is a wonderful way to start their day. We encourage you now to just text a few friends right now and tell them they're in store for a great blessing. We have a scripture that we based our call on, and it's Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it's to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. You also have to visit our website. It's an awesome website, and it's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages and have been archived on it, and the site has the bios of all our speakers. So we encourage you to go there and visit the website. It's totally awesome. If you have any prayer requests, praise reports, or you may desire to become a part of this ministry, you may do so by submitting your request to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, will contact you. You previously heard me mention Artist International. It's the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven with wonderful, healthy products that change lives daily. You can learn more about speaking with someone that invited you to this call and ask them, what is this Artist International? Or you also may, we encourage you to go to join us with this motivational call that we get on Monday through Fridays. So after this call, you can get on and listen to our Platinum President, Godmother Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a team of leaders who encourages us and gives us more information on these awesome products. The number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. Tonight and every Tuesday night, there's the God-driven Bible study that's being held. And it's at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. That number is 805-399-1000. That's 805-399-1000. And the PIN is 366-098-POUND. That's 366-098-POUND. You're in store with a blessing there. We're making preparations for our next Artist Empowerment Conference, woohoo, which will be held in the Bahamas, the beautiful Bahamas, and that's October 31st through November 2nd at the beautiful Atlantis Resort. And it's hosted by our Kings of Artists. And when they host a production or event, I tell you, you're in store for a blessing, so you don't want to miss this event. You can register today by going to www.artistempowermentconference.com. Remember, artist is ARDYSS, empowermentconference.com. You don't want to miss this event. We're ready to hear the word of God from the word from the Lord this morning. I'm so excited I can't talk. But I tell you, we have a speaker who is a phenomenal, blessed, victorious woman of God. This lady is a mother of a young man who is also phenomenal. His name is Kalon, and she's an employee of the city of Culver City, California. She's also a fervent distributor of Artists International, a committed team player, and as I said before, a phenomenal leader. This woman of God is sincerely passionate about helping others. But most importantly, she is the daughter of the Most High God, our King, who has the anointing to teach, preach, and declare God's word over your life. She's our very own songbird, and I will introduce to some and present to others none other than that phenomenal lady out of Southern California, and she is known as Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda Terrell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You are blessed, Lady of God. Take it away. God bless you.
Wow, and so are you. Thank you so much, Sister Brenda, for that introduction. I thank you for, I have to think, okay, she's talking about me, but to God be the glory for the great and the new things that he's doing in my life. God morning to each and every single one of you here on the Master's Call. to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, I thank God for you daily, because without you, without the TMC call, my life would not have been empowered, enriched, and enhanced as I began my day every day here Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Because truly this has been a learning ground. It has been a purging and purifying ground for me. And so I thank you for your surrender and your commitment to God and for what you allowed for him to do with this, the Master's call. And to each of my prayer intercessor sisters on the line right now and those that will listen later on, I thank God for each of you because each of you have planted seeds in my life. And I thank God because of the seeds that you have planted. You have allowed me to grow, and I hope that you see the seeds that you have sown into my life. And even to you callers who are on the line that get on every day and have been with us almost 4 years. Wow, October 25th, 2014 will be our fourth year. That's kind of funny that it's our fourth year and it's 2014, which both of those numbers have four. But I know that God is getting ready to do new and greater. So just, you know, put your seatbelt on and get in the back seat and follow Jesus and let's see where this road and this journey is going to take us to. So this morning, not just this morning, but just this whole maybe last really 3 months, I felt like I've been in a time of transition. And I believe that I'm not the only one on this line this morning who feels that they've been in a season of transition, that things have just been going a totally and completely different way than you planned. When you look with your physical eyes, you see things and you're wondering, wow, what is going on? You heard Minister Kai on yesterday talk about some of the things that have been just going on in the world. Every day it's something. I don't even turn on my TV and watch the news because every time I see something on there, it's something negative versus positive. So we are in a spiritual warfare, and in the spiritual warfare that we're in, it's a time of transition. So that's the subject line that I'm going to be using today, a time of transition. And if you would turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18 is the first scripture that I'll be reading from. And then also the second scripture, just to give you it before I get to it, would be 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18 from the New International Version reads, "And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." And if we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, and this is from the New Living Translation, we'll find these words. "We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure that makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves." So once again, the message for this day is it's a time of transition. Father God, I ask right now that you would just increase in me as I decrease, that this would not be my words, Father, but that you would speak through me, Father, that your will be manifested through me, that they would hear the message straight from the throne room from you, God. And I thank you for this opportunity and for using me as your vessel, Father. These things I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wow, so like I said, some of us have been going through. Some of us have been moving forward. There's others of us who have been staying still and seems like we can't get from in that stuck place that we're in. Some of us may even want to go back sometimes, but I just tell you today that we are in a time of transition. And in that time of transition, God wants to change us, and God is changing us. Some of us may resist the change, but just know that God is changing us. Well, why is he changing us? Well, because he wants us to look more like him, because he wants us to be those great ministers in the marketplace. Maybe it is because that some of the people that are around your circle right now are maybe people that cannot go with you to the next circle. Maybe he is trying to tell you something. In that movie, The Color Purple, there was a song the lady was singing. She said, God is trying to tell you something. Now, are you willing to listen to what he has to tell you? God even refers himself in Jeremiah chapter 18, as himself being the potter and we being the clay. So if that is the case, it's an easy image to see. A lump of clay. Can you imagine that? Back in the day, I remember my mom used to buy me Play-Doh. And, you know, Play-Doh comes in a whole lot of colors, and you can make Play-Doh into whatever you wanted to make it in. So today I want you to imagine in your hand there is a lump of clay. And so as you reflect on that image, you know, that Play-Doh or that piece of clay in your hand, what would you do with it? What would you make it into? God is holding you in the palm of his hands, and he does it every day. Hallelujah. And he is molding you. He is transforming you into something new. And it's not going to be comfortable all the time. Sometimes it may hurt. Sometimes you may want to cry. Sometimes you do cry. But he is shaping you into a vessel. And as he's shaping you into that vessel, he has to take out some things, and then he has to allow some things to come in, because he's not transforming you from the outside in, but he's transforming and transitioning you from the inside out. See, God, after he positions you into that mold that he wants, then he puts you into the fire. In the fire, he refines you. And he doesn't let you come out until he's ready for you to come out. See, when you're going through the fire, you're becoming purified and hardened. But because God has something worthy for you. Change is never comfortable, but it is a fact of life, and it is the will of God. We are changed as we grow in age and maturity. We are changed when we accept Christ into our hearts. We are changed as we move deeper into an intimate relationship with God. And we are changed when we accept the will of God in our lives. In Proverbs 19 and 21, it says, you can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. See, God's purpose is going to happen no matter what you and I plan. We need to be patient with each other as never before. In other words, we're going to have to look and act like Christians. We're going to have to bear one another's burdens and be willing to overlook each other's faults. We're going to have to learn to let those very real hurts and offenses go quickly. You can't hold on to them. You can't harbor with them. Just let it go. We're going to have to react out of love instead of reacting out of spite. It's not going to be easy, God's word says. He is returning for a church without spot or wrinkle. So what does that look like? What does your life look like? Are you murmuring and complaining during the time of transition? Are you just sitting there, as they would say, in a funk, trying to figure out what's going on? Or are you saying, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. And Lord, I know that you know what's best for me. If we act out of humble hearts, we will demonstrate to ourselves and to God that we are the people he wants us to be. Only then will Jesus be glorified, and only then will the world see how much we love God, how much we believe, and then we will know that our purpose and our glory will be fulfilled through God. Transition may be a scary thing. It may be like going to school for the first time, moving to a new town, starting a new job. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it has growing pains. But transition will move you into something better, something greater, something newer than before. And I'm going to tell you one thing. None of you on this line, and even including me, are exempt from transition. Transition is necessary to get us from one place to another. And transition is necessary because it leads us into transformation. When we come to know God, we don't remain the same, but we are changed. It says that we're being transformed into his image in 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. So that means that it doesn't say that it's an end product. Transformation and transition is ongoing. That means that it never stops. You are not the same as you were yesterday. You're not the same as you were last year. You're not the same as you're going to be next year. As you grow, the way you react, the way you think, the way you serve changes. As you walk with God, your attitude should change, your words should change, your thoughts should change. In the time of transition, you must change. You will grow in understanding. You will grow in wisdom and knowledge and discernment that only God can give you. And so he has to get your attention. And I do believe that this morning God is knocking on the door outside of your house. And he's saying, I want to come in. But when I come in, I am going to make some changes. So the question that I have for you this morning, are you ready? What is it going to look like, God? What are you going to do? I'm so comfortable here where I am. I don't want to go where you want to take me to. My child, really? You don't want to go? I have so many great things in store for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and an expected end. Believe me, child, I have something greater and something newer for you. And so in Jeremiah 29:11, when God says that to us, like I said, it may hurt sometimes, but God is not a God who wants to harm us, but he wants to make sure that we're right. Because some of us, if we just did a self-assessment test on ourselves this morning, I don't think we would even be pleased with what some of the things that we're doing. I don't think we would be pleased with some of the relationships that we have allowed ourselves to get in when you know doggone well that God said, no, that is not who you're supposed to be with. That is not who's supposed to be in your house. That is not supposed to be where you're supposed to be going tonight. But because of our own selfishness, because of our own strong will, we decide to do it anyway. And then when we get into these situations that are just unbearable for us, then we're calling on God to take us out. So do a self-assessment today. Search yourself. Search your mind. Search your heart. Search your body. Even if you're an Artist International and right now you know you've been eating some stuff that you shouldn't have eaten. Maybe you've been eating too much of it. Well, maybe now it's time for you to get out your Ultra Body Cleanse. Maybe it's time for you to get out your Green 29 and your Green Levive at night, your 4 to 6 ounces before you go to bed. Open up those capsules and pop it in. Maybe it's time for you to detox. Maybe it's time to start using the Pro Digest and the Cranola. And if you're on the line this morning and you're listening to me saying, well, what does those products do, then shame on you, because now is the time for you to find out. Maybe you just missed the 60% off yesterday, but I'm sure Artist has a blessing for you today. So be accountable. Stop blaming other people for something that you allowed yourself to get into. Take responsibility. Kalon, he is my heart. And God lent him to me, so I'm responsible for him. But every day I tell him, Kalon, It's not anybody else's fault. He's quick to say, oh, well, Mom, the teacher did or said this, or Mom, you know, Diamond did this, but never, Mom, it was me. So how often do we want to put the blame on someone else and not even take responsibility for our own actions? Each one of you on this line this morning is a leader. Allow God to transform you into the leader that he created you to be. In his word, he said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So if you're a leader on this line today and you're afraid to stand up in front of the room, you're afraid to take command of the room, you're afraid to share a one-on-one testimony with someone in the store that you know needs auto body magic, then I'm challenging you today to go through the transition and allow yourself to be changed so that you will be willing and open to share the gift that you have in your hand. God has given you and blessed you with so many talents. Some of them are seen and some of them are unseen. But in that self-assessment that I asked you to do, allow God and ask him to reveal those things to you that he would have for you to use in this season. Jeremiah 18 talks about God is the potter and we are the clay. So know that he is constantly working and molding us. We are in a state of transition to his glory, as it mentioned in 2 Corinthians 4:18. And we must be yielded. We may not look the same as we looked yesterday. And I know if you put that body magic on, you definitely will not look the same, because that garment will take you down 2 to 3 sizes in 10 minutes. But if you consistently wear it, it will transform you into being someone new. Our actions, our attitude, our words, our traditions, our beliefs are to be molded by God. We cannot do it ourselves, and we can't depend on others to do it, but we can depend and expect that God will change us. He wants to shape us for his mission. Being transformed doesn't mold us to store us in a closet. But God is preparing us to go out into the world and be world changers. We need to make things happen, and we can. All we have to do is trust and believe in God and know as you go out today that this is the time for transition. So enjoy the journey, sit back, and look for the greater and new things that God has for you. Back over to you, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Praise the Lord, and let the church say amen. A time of transition. Thank you, Tiffany Lauderdale, for that awesome message this morning. We'll call you back for our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father, for that awesome word that you delivered to us this morning. Lord, we say, use us to the glory and honor of your name. Have your way in our lives, O God. We lay our lives before you. You told us those that seek your face, you will not forsaken. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you think so much of us, Lord God, that you're changing us and you're molding us and you're making us to be what you will have us to be. And we glorify you, Father, for doing it. At this time, Lord, we're bringing before you Joni and Godmother and all those, Lord, that have been going through transitions, Lord, with their bodies, Father. We thank you for healing them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. We thank you, Lord God, that you're strengthening them and you're keeping them in every way. Every caller on this call, Lord God, I thank you for blessing them, blessing their household, blessing their neighborhood, bless their cities, oh God, that it will never be the same, Lord God, that you're making a transition in their hearts, their minds, and their spirit, oh God. And we give you the praise and glory for making transitions across this nation. Lord God, we thank you for those that are traveling, Lord, to and from their destination. We ask you, Father, that you put your ministering angels around them, Lord God, and protect them, Father, from all harm and danger. We call them safe travels for every destination that they go to, Lord God. And we give your name the praise and glory for it. We thank you for our very own Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, strengthening them, keeping them, blessing them, Lord God. We thank you for Artists International and Papa Diaz de Leon and the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. We ask that you just put your arms around them, Lord God. Let this company grow in leaps and bounds, Father, and let the distributors, Father, go forth in a mighty way doing the work that you called us all to do. We thank you for the Kings of Artists that are making preparation for this conference, Lord God, and we ask you, Father, that you let this conference be a conference like never before, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing that you're placing on every situation, every angle, and we give your name the glory and honor for it, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that this is the day you have made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. And, Lord, we will allow you to make the transition in our lives, Father. It's for your glory and to our good. And we thank you, Father, for edifying the church like never before through us, Lord. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, oh, yes, before I give it back to her, I want to remind you that this awesome call, you can listen to this message once again anytime today and tonight, and that number is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085, the same PIN code, 597-677-POUND. And remember that you can go over to the motivational call right after this call, and that's 530-881-1300, the PIN 539-598-POUND. We thank you for being with us today. We look forward to you being with us tomorrow, and we'll pass this over back to Minister Tiffany Lauderdale for our benediction.
Amen. Now raise your hand with me. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. May the grace of God and the peace of God be with you all as you go out in this time of transition and be those great ministers in the marketplace that God has predestined you to be. Amen. Bye for now. We'll hear you on the line on tomorrow.